Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Wednesday of the third week of Lent, the 14th of March, 2012. We hear the story of the woman at the well. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near a plot of land that Jacob had given his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You're right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into town and said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment, and gathering crops for eternal life. And so the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a wonderful gift to have this story from John's 4th chapter about the woman at the well. And I could probably preach for 2 days on it. There's so many things. I just want to cover 2 out of the 10 possible options. The first is, what is this living water? Jesus, hot and tired from the day, is thirsty. His disciples run off to get groceries and leaves him sitting there by the well. Hopefully there was a shade tree, imagining him sitting on a little low wall by the cistern. And this woman comes at the heat of the day to gather water. Now, the woman came at the heat of the day because she wasn't welcome by the other women to go in the early morning or late in the evening when all the women went out to the well to gather water. We don't know exactly why, but she was shunned by her own people. All of the scholars tell us this. So she goes to the well and finds Jesus there. And Jesus says, "Woman, give me a drink." And she says, "You're Jewish, I'm a Samaritan, I'm a woman, you're a guy, there's no one else around, we can't talk to each other." She knew the rules. She had often probably violated the rules, but she knew that she shouldn't be talking to Jesus. And because Jesus initiated the conversation, he's the one causing the trouble. And then he says these cryptic things, and you can see he's drawing her deeper and deeper into himself. He says, "If you knew the gift of God, if you knew who I was, you would say, 'Give me living water,' and you would never thirst again." What is living water? Well, geologically speaking, it's rivers, oceans, springs, any water that moves, because it has the life in it. It's constantly oxygenated by its movement, etc., etc. Putrid water, on the other hand, is that small puddles, you know, water trapped in places that has no opportunity to stay fresh. She was out looking for water. Both are thirsting. Jesus is thirsting for her conversion, thirsting for her faith, thirsting for her to come to faith in him as the Messiah. And she's looking for water. Boring. And this is where I think we settle for half of what we need. We get a little bit of water and we're happy. But it's not living water. It's not the deep, burning, filling, overflowing, amazing gift of God. Right? If we knew the gift of God, we would have living water within us. And they go back and forth and back and forth, and eventually she gets it, right? She realizes that Jesus is the Messiah, the one who is to come. How? Well, Jesus tells her all about herself. And when we get closer to Jesus, we learn a lot about ourselves, about our beauty, about our excellence, about our perfection in Christ, and also the times that we've destroyed that by our sinfulness. And she says, "Okay." And she runs off into town, leaving her water jug behind, for she had already quenched her thirst in her conversation with Christ. And Jesus, in fact, had quenched not only his thirst, but his hungry. But his hunger, right? The disciples come and they bring the takeout meal from In-N-Out Burger or wherever they went, Taco Bell, and they bring it to Jesus, and he's like, I don't need this. I've already eaten. And he says, I've eaten of a food of which you do not know about. And they're like, maybe the woman brought him some food. This is really important, I think, and this is my second point. Jesus eats of the food that is to do the will of the Father. Whenever we can align our will, struggling with our ego and our emotions, our self-pity and self-centeredness, whenever we can kind of, with the help of the Holy Spirit and God's grace, align our will to God's, we have no need of anything else. And we don't grow hungry or thirsty. For we are acting within God's will, and all is well. Doors open like automatic doors, you know, at the new Hammer and Wecon door, just opens when you get there. That happens to us when we're doing God's will. When you find a lot of doors and windows and roadblocks in your life, you can try harder. That might be what God's asking, but you can also look around and see if God isn't asking you to head in a different direction. So consider those two things. Have you settled for less than living water? If you have living water, it wells up within you, and you're filled with God's mercy, God's love, God's forgiveness, God's joy. Or have you settled for takeout when you really could be feasting by doing God's holy will?
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.